People Watching, stories by Brenda Luz.
The Proposal. His left hand felt heavy on my naked thighs, sweat gluing our bodies together. My own hands traced the skin on his chest, black ink under my fingertips. 1, 2, 3. How many do you have? I asked. 8. Even numbers are always bad luck, I said. He laughed. It was 1:45, and the only light in the room came from the street outside. I could see nothing but the outline of things, ghostly shapes floating in the darkness. I asked him to turn on the light. He turned his back to me and looked for the lamp's switch on his bedside table, his fingers used to finding things in the dark. I let my eyes get used to the sudden brightness, to the depth of life around me. There were dirt spots on the white walls, and the wooden desk in the corner had marks where his coffee mug stood. Our clothes on the floor formed a little pile of pants and socks and shoes. And as his fingers followed the purple veins on my legs, I asked him if he was happy.
"Is anyone?" he said.
I didn't say anything, and he didn't say anything else either. For a moment, we were quiet, letting the street outside do all the talking. I put my arm on his chest, and I understood that we were closer when we were silent. I ran my fingers through his body, the marks on his skin so foreign to me. I tried to decipher what they meant, whom they were meant for. But there was no dictionary for that. Outside, a car honked at another car, or maybe at someone on the street. He asked me if I would marry him. "You're already married," I said. His eyes were closed when he held my hand under the bedsheets and said, "So are you." He kept his hand on mine for a while, and I let him. I let him squeeze my hand as tight as he could until the metal band on my finger made a dent in his skin. "It doesn't hurt," he said when I looked concerned. I moved my body away from his and I sat on the bed, still facing him. There was enough light now to see the wrinkles on his face, and I wondered if he could see the ones on mine. I got up and I walked to his bedside table. And I turned off the light. In the dark, he asked me if I was happy. "Is anyone?" I said.